أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي من علينا بمحمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وبأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون. سيد الصلوات بليز. We touched on the verse عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار. And we say that the first point which is noteworthy is that the predicate of the sentence has come first and then the subject has come. That is, the khabar came first and then the mubtada came. And therefore there is a specification here. We are trying to say that only to you, may Allah's salam be only to you, that is Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and his noble companions. This is one very important point, and the reason why there is hasr here and there is this specification of salam for them is that it is as if the Zair is saying that it is only the likes of you that we pray and we seek salam for. Because you are already going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have attained an exalted station. And as we said, that the stations towards Allah are infinite, because the human being has been created in such a manner that he can progress forever. And thus when we send salam to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, as well as the ashab, we are trying to seek their progress. First of all, we are trying to declare that we are at peace with them. And we are declaring that they are in the state of peace and free from every calamity. And we are also trying to seek that higher state of peace for them. And when we do that, we are in reality showing our loyalty to them, and we are trying to show their support to them. When we say عليكم مني جميعا, the word جميعا means all. Some of the commentators have said that this jami'an is the state of the second pronoun which is plural, that is alaykum. The word kum refers to you. And jami'an is an emphasis to them. Alaykum minni jami'an. It's as if we are saying alaykum jami'an minni. So this is one variable about why jami'an has come. It's as if you are emphasizing that all of you, upon all of you be my salam, that is salam from Allah. I seek salam from Allah on you, all of you. And another variable that some commentators have said is that this is a state for this ya that has come in minni. That is my whole state is at peace with you. That is, this ya refers to the nafs. That is, jinani wa arkani and everything is at peace with you. But the commentators say that this is something far-fetched. What is apparent is jami'an refers to this. It's an emphasis for kum. Alaykum minni jami'an. Salamullah again has two probabilities. One is referring to the that state of salam which Allah possesses, that is Salamul Dhati, we are asking for that absolute peace for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and his companions. And when we ask that for the companions and Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, we do so because we are asking for higher states of peace. And of course, we can never conceive that they will reach a station whereby they will have absolute peace, because absolute peace is only Allah's. Huwa salamul mu'minul muhaymin. This is one probability. The other probability is this salam, which is referred here, salamullah, is salamun min Allah. Alright? It is the salam which is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is salamul fi'li, not salamul dhati, which only Allah possesses. So we are asking more and more for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power is infinite. He can give more and more. There is no time when you can say that, alright, this state of salam is the last that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could afford. No. The more He gives, the more receptivity you have, the more He gives. And this continues. A very important point in this verse specifically is that when we say عَلَيْكُمْ مِنِّي جَمِيعًا سَلَامُ اللَّهِ أَبَدًا مَا بَقِيتُ وَبَقِيَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ, that is, I seek Allah's salam for all of you forever, abadan, ma baqitu, this is an emphasis, so long as I am alive. I think this mic is a problem, so if somebody can rectify the situation. So we have an emphasis for this abadan. That is, first of all, we are saying that may Allah's salam be upon you forever. Then an emphasis comes, مَا بَقِيتُ وَبَقِيَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ, so long as I am alive, and so long as the night and day comes to transpire. Here commentators say that this is also to emphasize the state of abadan. That is, you are trying to emphasize that, Ya Hussein, Ya Ashab al-Hussein, I have a strong volition in me that I am with you and I am your supporter and I seek salam for you whether I am alive or I am not alive. And this is something very powerful, because it so happens that many at the onset are very good people. They even reach high stations. But at the end of their lives, or when they meet a certain incident and it is not according to their wishes and whims, which were hidden in his heart but he did not realize at first, then he starts falling, like falling from a big mountain. He falls down from the cliff and he spoils his dunya and akhirah. And we have several examples in history of such kind of people who started as very good people. You look at the example of Bal'am bin Ba'ura. Bal'am bin Ba'ura was at the time of Prophet Musa, ala nabiyyina wa alihi alayhi salam. And from the Holy Quran we find that he had a very exalted status, that we gave some of our ayat to him. But then, when he goes against Prophet Musa due to some jealousy on his part, and he does what he did according to history. His example is that example of a dog. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ. His example given in the Quran is as an example of dog. Why? Because of diverting from the path of truth. So at first he was a good person. When Prophet Musa alayhi salam was chosen as a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Bal'am bin Ba'ura saw that he has worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for so many years, but he was not chosen as a prophet, he started thinking twice and saying, why this favorism? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not choose me and chose Prophet Musa while he is younger than me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ. Now this is a person who was good at first. Zubair
A very good example during Imam Ali alayhi salam's time. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Zubair kana minna ahl al-bayt. His station was such that Zubair kana minna ahl al-bayt hatta kabura ibnuhu Abdullah al-mash'um. Until Abdullah bin Zubair grew up and he was of an evil character and he is the one who changed his father. So it starts Zubair minna ahl al-bayt, a very high status. Whenever we hear that Salmanu minna ahl al-bayt, it's not a small status. Zubair minna kana minna ahl al-bayt hatta kabura ibnuhu Abdullah al-mash'um faghayyarahu, then he changed him. Therefore at first we may be good people, but at the end is what we have to see. And that is why it's interesting. Hujjatul Islam Aghay Qara'ati in one of his speeches said something very interesting. He said that some statistics were taken from great ulama that if one of your prayers were to be accepted by Allah for sure, then what would you pray? What would you seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that one prayer I will guarantee that it is accepted. So they in unison said, Allahumma ja'al awaqiba umurina khayra. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the end affairs of us to be good. Because at the onset, you may be a great alim. You may be revered by the people. You may have written so many books. You may have gained the hearts of the people. But at the end, you end up becoming a munafiq, a kafir. You end up dying in a very bad manner. And this is not only with regard to the ulama. It's with regard to even the tulab. If you look at our situation is similar. We start the hawza with a certain eagerness that inshallah when I come here and I study, I am going to spread the religion of Islam. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The time passes and their hearts get hardened. This happens to some people. Why? Because after having stayed some time, they forget the aim of why they came here. Some people, because of being fortunate to have the right friends, when they come to the hawza, they don't know what is their hadaf and what is their aim. They say, inshallah, I'll become a maulana and then I'll go and give lectures. This is the hadaf of some people, if you ask them. And I don't blame them. That's how they come. But as they spend their time in hawza and get good friends, they come to realize that no, it's not this. This is only one part of the story. The reason why we come in the hawza is to create a reform according to our capacity. And this reform can be in different ways, whether it's by lecturing, whether it's by yourself when you come in a society, كُونُ دُعَاتًا لِلنَّاسِ بِغَيْرِ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ, and so on. And therefore there are very many ways a person can choose as far as this is concerned. But this happens to some people. And we also have tangible examples. I don't want to cite any examples near you, but you will see from the life of some people who when they came with that freshness of mind. But when they go, they don't go with the freshness of the mind. They get spoiled. They think about money. I don't say don't think about money. This is a wasila to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything, all the maddiyat that we see, that the facilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in this world are for our development so that we become near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why even things which you can even not imagine, but we are told that before you do this, say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before interaction with your spouses, say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A person is perplexed. While interaction, say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Say Ya Allah, say Ya Jawadu, Ya Karimu, Ya Alimu. You're surprised. Everything is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our aim should be that. Recite a salawat, please. The aim should be reform. Now, there is a very interesting incident that I came across from the riwayat to show what kind of volition should we have. That is, what kind of willpower should we have? When we say, أَبَدًا مَا بَقِيْتُ وَبَقِيَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ, we should be like whom? We have good examples in the Karbala event itself, that how we had people who with firm volition, that they were not wavered when they came to realize that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is in the right path. They stayed where they are and they did not waver. In fact, they said, لَوْ قُتِلْتُ ثُمَّ حُشِرْتُ ثُمَّ قُتِلْتُ ثُمَّ حُشِرْتُ ثُمَّ قُتِلْتُ, I would love it. If I was killed and then I was resurrected and I was killed again I was resurrected, even if that comes 1,000 times, I am ready to fight for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. This is the volition we find in the plains of Karbala. We also have such volitions that think about the government of Ray, like Umar Sa'd, who at last moment started thinking, should I go against Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam? Or should I prefer the government of Ray, which he had already got, but now Ibn Ziyad wanted to snatch it away. He had already got. Ibn Ziyad had promised him. Then he said, give me that letter that I gave you. He said, now there is a condition I put, that if you want the continuation of your rule on Ray, then go against Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So we had these examples, but there is a very beautiful example quoted in one of the riwayat. I would like all of us to pay attention. Once it is reported that Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have told one of his companions called Yunus about a follower of his from Qum named Isa bin Abdullah. So a companion of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, known as Yunus, in Medina, he was staying in Medina, an Imam told him of a person from Qum known as Isa bin Abdullah. Isa bin Abdullah apparently had come and visited Imam at that time. What did he say about Isa bin Abdullah? Inna Isa bin Abdullah minna Ahlul Bayt. Verily, Isa bin Abdullah is from us, the Ahlul Bayt. So Yunus gets surprised. He says, how can Isa bin Abdullah be from you, the Ahlul Bayt, whereas he is a man from Qum, while you are in Medina? Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam says that, Ya Yunus, Isa bin Abdullah rajulun minna, hayyan huwa minna, wa mayyitan huwa minna. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam shows a very powerful statement. Wherever is Isa bin Abdullah, whether he is here or he is in Qum, or he is alive or he is dead, huwa minna ahlal bayt. That shows that Isa enjoyed a certain volition and a certain willpower to be with Imam al-Hussein, to be with Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, such that whether he is alive or till the end of his life, he would remain how he is. And this is a challenge for us. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. One of our Aimma alayhimu salam was asked about this particular verse, that whom does it refer to? That فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The Imam said, this is for the Ahlul Ghaiba, those people who are at the Ghaiba of Imam and waiting for Imam in his absence, the 12th Holy Imam, Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif. So it refers to us. So we should beware. So when we say, Alaykum minni jami'an salamullahi abadam ma baqitu wa baqiya al-laylu wal-nahar, we are trying to give an ahd to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his companions, that I will stay in my wilayat till the end of my life. Of course, this doesn't mean that you just have an iddia and you say that, okay, I will stay in my wilayat for you till the end of my life. No. You have to also pray for that. It reminds me, the late Ayatollah Pahlawani, who just died, just recently, 2-3 months ago, He has a book known as Furugh-e Shahadat, a very beautiful book. And I think such a book has not written by any author so far. It's a beautiful book showing the mystical points of the whole revolution, showing the beautiful points of the whole revolution of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and why did he come out, and many other points. There, him being a great Ayatollah, and he is known, well known in the circles in Qom, to be one of those mystical figures who was very pious and was of a very exalted status as well. In one of his glosses over that incident of Umar al-Sa'd, it's a very interesting incident. The incident covers the Ashura event, that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, being Rahmatullahi al-Wasi'a, Rahmatullahi al-Wasi'a, the manifestation of Allah's all-embracing mercy. This was Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. He said that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, while talking to Umar bin Sa'd, asks Umar bin Sa'd, Ya Umar bin Sa'd, come to our ranks. Leave these people. You know who I am. Umar bin Sa'd says that, yes, I know who you are. But I am afraid of my wealth being taken away. So Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam says, I will give you from my wealth in Medina. Apparently Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was very rich at that time. He had a lot of property, a lot of wealth. He said, I'll give you from my wealth in Medina. He said, I am afraid that my land is going to be attacked and being usurped. Imam said, I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to solve this problem. Then when he talked about his wife, that I'm afraid of my wife and my family, Imam Hussein alayhi salam came to realize that this man is not going to be to change. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. These people are صُمٌّ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. Deaf, dumb, blind, and they shall not return. Thereafter Imam curses him, قَتَلَ اللَّهُ قَتَلَكَ اللَّهُ فِي فِرَاشِكَ عَاجِلًا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get you killed in your bed soon. And this is what happened after 5 years, when Mukhtar came and killed Umar bin Sa'd in his bed. See, this is what Imam... But in this incident, Ayatollah Sa'adat Parwar writes something very beautiful. He says that A'adhan Allah min ghalib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us also from the likes of Umar bin Sa'ad. This is a dua from such a high caliber, a powerful personality. So all of us are vulnerable. And therefore when we ask, or when we declare our readiness to be with Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, or show the wilayat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we should also do dua and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us maintain that wilayat till the end of our lives. Recite a salawat. And we have several examples for this particular incident, even with regard to Islam itself. If you look at the religion of Islam, how it was brought pure, with no taints in it, and how history took it to different courses, and you would see Sunnism came about. Then other things came about, like Qadianism, Wahhabism, Baha'ism, Babism, all these things. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. This is in that level. In our level also, we can be Shias, we can be followers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, but we face a similar problem. The time passes and we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thereby our hearts get hardened. And therefore, even if we say alaykum minni jami'an salamullahi abadan ma baqitu wa baqiya al-layl wa al-nahar, there is no coherence and there is no correspondence between what we say and what we are. The next verse of Ziyarat Ashura is, Ya Aba Abdullah, لقد عظمت الرزية وجلت وعظمت المصيبة بك علينا وعلى جميع أهل الإسلام وجلت وعظمت مصيبتك في السماوات على جميع أهل السماوات. The reason why, as commentators say, why we repeat saying Ya Aba Abdullah, لتجديد الحزن. Because whenever you remember Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, sorrow gathers in your heart. إن للحسين لحرارة في قلوب المؤمنين لا تبرد أبدا. Verily, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam creates a warmth in the hearts of mu'mineen. This warmth will never pass away. يا أبا عبد الله. We try to sanctify him, try to elevate his status and say, Ya Aba Abdullah again, and start weeping again with sorrows. لَقَدْ عَظُمَتِ الرَّزِيَّةِ. Here, لَقَدْ, لَام here is لَامُ الْقَسَمِ. We swear to Allah. I swear to Allah, لَقَدْ عَظُمَتِ الرَّزِيَّةِ. Verily, the calamity is very great. Now, here, رَزِيَّةِ, رَي, زَي, Ye and te, raziya, means a certain type of musibat specifically. Because if you go and see in this verse, you find the raziya coming and musiba coming. And both have been translated in some of the translations as calamity. But one is a specific kind of calamity. When you say raziya, we mean that calamity which caused loss for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Whether in his wealth, in his children, in those beloved ones. That is why some other commentator says, فَقْدُ الْأَحْبَابِ is what is known as رَزِيَّة specifically. That is, the beloved ones of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam were lost. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam lost these dear ones. And that is why it is this رَزِيَّة that is mentioned. But رَزِيَّة, if you look at the dictionaries, the etymology of رَزِيَّة is نَقِيسَة. Something which is lost from a person, that is known as raziya. That certain calamity is known as raziya. Ya Aba Abdullah, لقد عظمت الرزية. O Aba Abdullah, I swear by Allah that the calamity and the loss is too great. وجلت. Here the word jallat again, people have translated it as is great. But jallat is spiritual greatness. That inner greatness, not the physical greatness. So, وَجَلَّتْ وَعَظُمَتِ الْمُصِيبَةُ بِكَ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلَى جَمِيعِ أَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And again, you see, because جَلَّتْ and عَظُمَتْ have come, both stand for greatness, but the first is that spiritual kind of greatness, because Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam lost very powerful people like Hazrat Ali Akbar salamullah alayhi, and all his companions who were of a very high spiritual status. Secondly, he did not get the opportunity to form the Islamic government, which is also a spiritual loss, apparently. And many other things, if you try to enumerate the problems he faced, the spiritual problems he faced, the problems he faced after his demise, after he was beheaded and put on a spear, when he saw how Bibi Zainab salamullah alayha was tortured while her rida and her chadar and her abba was taken away from these zalimeen. All these things are jallat. Jallat wa azumatil musibatu bika alayna. This musiba and this calamity was great on us because of what happened to you. وَعَلَى جَمِيعِ أَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And for all those people who are أَهْلُ الْإِسْلَامِ. The word أَهْل is very important, because أَهْل means one who has owns with something. It's not only أَهْل as a person who is including in a certain house. And that is why even that verse that إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ, recite a salawat. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. This أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ, you would find that the wives of the prophets were not included, because they were not necessarily أَهْل. And أَهْل means one who has owns with something. So أَهْلَ الْإِسْلَامِ, for all those people who have concern for Islam, For them it was a calamity. And that is why, as I said yesterday, that even the previous prophets started weeping when they heard about the tragedy of Karbala. You find that even the prophets started weeping before the tragedy of Karbala. Even those people who came after him up to today, you find that those people who are really concerned for Islam and who have that ons with Islam are weeping for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. For them it is a great musibah. This great sha'ir Mu'inuddin Chishti has put the picture very beautifully, and I think perhaps no one has put it that beautifully. Maybe the other shu'ara have put it. This is a Persian poem that I was hearing from my childhood, but I didn't know the meaning until I came and learned Farsi and came to realize how powerful it is. He says, Shah Asta Hussein, Padishah Asta Hussein, Deen Asta Hussein. It's a beautiful statement. Deen Asta Hussein. Imam Al Hussein alayhi salam is the epitome of religion, is the epitome of Quran. Kedin Panah Asta Hussein, Sardad Nadad Dast. Dar Dasti Yazid. He gave his sar, he gave his head, but he didn't give his hand in the hand of Yazid. Haqqaqe La ilaha Asta Hussein, La ilaha illallah Asta Hussein. Yeah. He's the epitome of La ilaha illallah. And if you look at La ilaha illallah, as we will come inshallah in our future discussions, we'll come to realize that La ilaha illallah is the same as Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah, and is the same as doing la'nat to the kuffar and the munafiqeen in the ziyarat. And when you become an epitome of la ilaha illallah, that is when you say, alaykum minni jami'an salamullahi abadan ma baqitu wa baqiya al-layl wal-nahar. This is when you start saying that I am really loyal to you, ya Imam, whether I am alive or I am dead. And I am going to make sure that even my family would be in that way. This is that station of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So because of that loss that happened to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, even the Ahlul Islam, those people who love Islam, who have uns with Islam, who are Ahlul Islam, really get hurt. Recite a salawat, please. About the greatness of this calamity, I would like to mention one riwayah, and then, as usual, I'll recite some of the verses of Ziyaratul Nahiya, and then we will conclude the session. When this blessed head of Imam Al-Husayn alayhi salam was taken to Sham and to Damashq, near his head a person was reciting Suratul Kahf. And he came to this verse, he reached this verse saying, أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا. Do you think that the companions of the cave and Raqim were from our astounding signs? أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا. And from the blessed head of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam came the voice, A'ajab min ashab al-kahf qatli wa hamli. It is more surprising, the thing which is more surprising is the way I was killed and I was paraded and taken. This was what Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam said. That is a'ajab, it is something which is great, you can never even comprehend. The more you comprehend, still it is limited. Because the actual picture of the Ashura event is so severe that even the Maqatil, when they write, this is just the tip of the iceberg. That's what our great ulama say. As-salamu alayka يا من أريق بالظلم دمه. Peace be upon you, the one whose blood was shed unjustly. السلام على المغسل بدم الجراح. Peace be upon the one who was bathed in the blood of his wounds. السلام على المجرع بكأسات الرماح. Peace be upon the one who tasted the spears raining down over his body. السلام على المضام المستباح. Peace be upon the one against whom people came together and made lawful the shedding of his blood. السلام على المنحور في الورى. Peace be upon the one slaughtered in public. السلام على من دفنه أهل القرى. Peace be upon the one who was buried by the strangers from nearby villages. السلام على المقطوع الوتين. Peace be upon the one whose aorta was severed. السلام على المحامي بلا معين. Peace be upon the defender who had no helper. السلام على الشيب الخضيب. Peace be upon the gray hair that was dyed with blood. السلام على الخد التريب. Peace be upon the cheek that was struck with the dust. السلام على البدن السليم. Peace be upon the one who had a butchered body. السلام على الثغر المقروع بالقضيب. Peace be upon the front teeth that were beaten with a rod. السلام على الرأس المرفوع. Peace be upon the head raised upon the lens. السلام على الأجسام العارية في الفلوات لنهشها الذئاب العاديات. تنهشها الذئاب العاديات وتختلف إليها السباع الضاريات. Peace be upon the unclothed corpses in the desert, bitten by wild wolves and around whom the beast of prey prowled. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلِبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ